Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. Now, depending on your point of view, the Poolbeg chimneys in Dublin are magnificent landmarks on the capital's skyline or are obsolete relics of industrial ugliness which should be consigned to the past. Well, whatever you think, the ESB has confirmed that the chimneys are to get a fresh lick of paint. The ESB told this programme that site investigation works are currently ongoing to assess the chimneys' foundations. A full condition assessment is to take place this summer, followed by repair and repainting works this year and next year. Well, we can talk now to architectural historian Emma Galise, who's written about the Poolbeg chimneys on the RTE website. Good afternoon, Emma, and thanks for joining us. Can you give us a bit of background to the Poolbeg chimneys, those iconic structures that have been part of the fabric of Dublin? When were they first built and for what purpose?
Good afternoon. Well, the two chimneys, they were built when ESB could see that there was a growing need for more electricity for Dublin in the early 60s. So the first chimney, Chimney A, was built in 1971. And then her sister, who's a little bit taller, was built 7 years later.
And when were they put beyond use then? When did they stop functioning in industrial capacity?
So they were eventually decommissioned in the first one 2006 and then the second chimney 2010.
What state are they in now?
Well, as you mentioned there, it is starting to crack and repairs are needed to the concrete because it does tend to spall after a while. I spoke to Rainey & Co Limited. They did the painting works originally in the 70s and about 15 years ago. And they said it is a constant thing that you need to do every few years just for basic maintenance. It's a co-seal that's in the paint and it takes about 3 coats of paint to protect the chimneys. And also aesthetically, they are looking very tired now in Dublin Bay. Mm.
Do you welcome that, the fact that they're going to be repainted and an assessment is going to be done on their condition?
Yeah, I personally welcome it. I feel we don't value industrial heritage enough in this country. And as you know, they are getting tired and they're such a huge focal point in the bay. At the time they were built, they were the tallest structures in Ireland. And I think they're now stand at fifth and sixth. And they are a landmark in Dublin, and they appear in so many artistic paintings and visuals of Dublin. It's what I think of when I think of Dublin City.
What would you like to see happen to that site in Poolbeg?
Personally, I think it'd be a fantastic place for an industrial heritage museum. Like the site itself, it tells the story of Ireland's industrial efforts. So, you know, it tells the story of us going from coal to oil to gas. It has a fantastic vantage point for looking at the future of Irish energy with all the planned offshore wind farms that are going to be placed off the coast of Dublin. Okay. Telling the full story of getting our own sovereign energy.
Emma, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's architectural historian Emma Galise speaking with me.